Hi, I'm Mick Gunderson. Currently, I am working as a system and process design consultant, specializing in EMS at a company called Integral Performance Solutions, or IPS, and I'm their company president. When I was first getting started in the EMS industry back in the 70s, I was always really interested in science, and I was a medic in the Army. When I got out of the Army, I ended up on a work-study program under GI Bill at the University of South Florida in Tampa, and was asked to work on a tumor registry. And so I go into the office there at the VA hospital, which was attached to the medical school, and was talking with the secretary there, and she told me what a tumor registry was, and it was basically calling people who had been dead or had their tumors removed 10 years ago and seeing if they were still alive. And that really didn't get me real excited. I was looking for something more related to EMS because I was a medic in the Army and all, and giving them kind of a hard time. And the chief of surgery was in the adjoining office, and he heard me giving the secretary a hard time, so he called me in the office. And after he reamed me out, he then offered me an opportunity to work in his shock and resuscitation laboratory at the medical school. And I really got very interested in academic medicine, but at this time there really wasn't any academic EMS, much less any academic even emergency medicine at that point in time. And I was learning so much about shock and resuscitation that I thought was so applicable to my work in the field as an EMT and medic at that point in Pinellas County, Florida. But there really wasn't anybody to talk to about it because people weren't aware of this sort of stuff. Most of my medical directors weren't aware of a lot of this sort of thing, what medical directors there were around at that time, really. But I quickly learned that the coin of the realm in academic medicine was publishing in peer-reviewed academic journals. So I began thinking to myself, all right, well, what does it take to start a peer-reviewed academic journal? And I was kind of buddies with this guy from the engineering department down the hallway, and he had this computer in his office called a Mac Plus, and he had a couple pieces of software. One was called Microsoft Word 1.0, and this other piece of software called PageMaker 1.0. And I could get them both on the same 3.5-inch floppy disk and compose my documents all on the same disk. So that was pretty cool. And so I looked at some copies of Critical Care Medicine and some other journals and kind of copied the design of the page layouts and everything, and decided I would start the Tampa Bay EMS Journal. With no funding, no academic institutional affiliations, whatever, just talked to some of the docs around the medical school who I had met, and some of the local docs who were working as medical directors around the area. And we just started, trying to publish articles. And they weren't peer-reviewed science articles because we didn't have funding to do research, but we tried to do scholarly articles looking at, what the scientific rationale was for the latest round of changes in ACLS guidelines, or we did something on intraosseous infusion. And again, this is in the probably around the mid-80s when we're doing this, and rectal administration of Valium and stuff. So publishing, academic collective review papers was a lot of the stuff we did. And in my reading of the critical care literature and emergency medicine literature at the time, I started sending copies of the journal around to different docs around the country. People like Ron Stewart, Ron Crome, who was then the editor for the Journal of the American College of Emergency Physicians before it was called the current Annals of Emergency Medicine. People like that all around the country. And apparently some copies landed in the offices of a new organization called the National Association of EMS Physicians. And they were interested in starting a journal. And down the hallway from them was a guy by the name of Peter Saffer, who was the guy who basically invented mouth-to-mouth ventilation and was really at the forefront of resuscitation, and remained so up until his death a few years ago. And he and R. Adams Cowley, the guy who started shock trauma in Maryland, were editing a journal for the World Association for Emergency and Disaster Medicine. So what was in the works was merging the WADEM journal with this new journal that NEMSP wanted to start, and then my thing kind of showed up on the shelf and kind of stole the thunder of starting the first peer-reviewed academic EMS journal. So they invited me to come to Washington, D.C. for their annual meeting, and I met a lot of those guys, and met the guy who they designated to be the editor for this new journal, a guy by the name of Marv Birnbaum. And Marv's first question to me was, how does a guy riding backwards on a fire truck, working as a medic, start a peer-reviewed academic journal? I mean, we're two big organizations. We're having a hard time figuring out how to do this. So how did you pull this off? And I guess it was just because I didn't know any better. I didn't know we were supposed to be some big fancy organization or whatnot. We just decided to do it. And so I had formed a 501c3 group called the Acute Care Foundation to kind of run the business structure, and we just kind of figured it out as we went. And what eventually happened was we ended up combining forces, the Acute Care Foundation, which was me and two or three other guys, and NEMSP and the World Association for Emergency and Disaster Medicine. And that combined effort became pre-hospital and disaster medicine, which is still published today. Eventually, NEMSP broke off and started their own journal called Pre-Hospital Emergency Care. And during the start of the journal, they were looking for a publisher. Now, I had been doing it, on my, Macintosh and at the fire station and everything, but they wanted to do this on a larger scale and a little bit more professionally, which was fine. So they ended up contacting Jim Page over at GEMS, and GEMS became the original publisher for PDM. And it was interesting. One of the guys I was working with, named Mike King, had flown out to San Diego for a business meeting with Marv Birnbaum, to talk with Jim about getting this whole thing put together. And Jim Page was talking to Mike out in the parking lot about Jim's perception at that point about the journal and the story behind it. And I always got a kick out of how Jim characterized this. He called us the mouse that roared. So that's my story about how the first peer-reviewed journal started in EMS.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from emsresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.